coming from Auburn to Boise State, what's that transition been like for you?
It's been good. You know, the team's been really welcoming, and same with the coaches. Everyone here is just ready to get back to work and get to the season. So it's been really good. It's been very easy with the team and everything. It's been great.
Talk about that transfer process. How did that come about? What did you know about Boise State before you came here, and how did that all work?
I really didn't know a lot about Boise State, to be honest with you. We had a couple coaches and guys who were working with the team who, you know, always really, really proud of, you know, working here and always talked really highly of it. So I was kind of interested, and I kind of got on the phone with them, and we contacted each other, and then how it worked out, I took a visit, loved it, and it was very quick. It was a very quick process, and I was here.
So what did you think of the blue field the first time that you saw it after playing on green fields your whole life?
You know, it's not as weird in person as it is on TV. I liked it a lot. Actually, it was pretty cool.
So where is this Ron Burgundy nickname come from? He says you got great hair. And
Coach Huff just always started calling me Ron Burgundy. I guess it's because I have salon-quality hair.
You know, there's a select few guys that don't get the chance to play at two different schools. What's it like for you to get that opportunity?
You know, I'm really blessed to be able to have another shot to, you know, come and try to play a season at another school. And, you know, I honestly feel really blessed and thankful where I landed, because, you know, the team's been really accepting and the coaches have been really, really, you know, making sure that the team's kind of coming together. And it's just, you know, I'm kind of one of the team right away. It's been good.
Do you think that you'll be able to come in and make an immediate impact on the offensive line?
I hope so. You know, my goal with transferring was just to help a team more than I was where I was. So, you know, I think that would be, you know, coming in and doing what I can. So that's just what I'm here to do, come in and do as much as I can for the team.
What other schools did you take a look at in your transfer process, and what made Boise State stand out among them?
Boise State really stood out to me because, you know, the coaches were very interested in me and really wanted me to come out. And they just kept saying, you know, we just got to get you out here to come out and see the place. And once I did, I really liked it, and I felt like I could really fit in well. And so that's kind of what really drew it to me. I felt very drawn.
Marcus Henry's no longer going to be on that line. What's your role going to be in place with him not there?
I'm not really sure yet. You know, it's the second day of spring. Just trying to figure things out on the field and do what I can. So
I noticed in the Boise State roster, you didn't have a number. Is 72 your number? Is that what it's going to be?
As far as I've heard. Yeah.
Are you good with that? What number did you wear at Auburn?
74. But, you know, new day, new place. It's all good. It's fine. As long as I'm in the 70s.